This is Earth and Sky. Rob Wright is a researcher at the University of Hawaii.
He uses satellites to measure the heat that's released when volcanoes erupt.
So the Earth has about 1,500 potentially active volcanoes. And monitoring all of them in the way we can, say, at Mount St. Helens is pretty much impossible. The good thing about satellite sensors is that they always orbit the Earth and are always collecting data. So we're actually passively monitoring all 1,500 of these volcanoes.
The eruptions are displayed on a website within a few hours.
When you go to the main page, there's a base map of the world, which occupies the main part of the webpage. And then when the satellite has detected a hotspot in a particular location, we plot the location of that hotspot on top of this base map.
The spots indicating volcanoes and fires are marked in red. Each spot on Earth is measured about twice a day. Visitors to the website can choose any day from the past 5 years and see all the volcanic eruptions from that day.
The data may help scientists discover warning signs that can be used to predict future volcanic eruptions. For a link to the volcano map, come to our website at earthsky.org. Special thanks today to NASA. Explore, discover, understand. I'm Joel Block with Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky.